aggravated. It was enough everywhere, eh? Mm. But I couldn't, you know, exactly tell you the day, but I know it was in February, and when we reckoned up, it was when my husband's mother died, and my stepdaughter said that when I told her he'd die, he's 17. And I said, oh, I thought he was only 16. She said, no, 17.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it was a faithful animal.
Mm.
Beautiful animal.
Mm.
But he wouldn't go to anybody else but, like, to me.
Mm.
And my husband, when he was living. And of course, I had to have him put to sleep because of his complaint, like.
Oh.
You know, he had a rupture.
Oh, yeah.
And the vet said he could have healed it, only he was so old that he thought, you know, he'd have died under the operation.
Mm. You get very fond of him?
Oh, yes, I was attached to him. He was my only friend. I even miss him now. And he's been put to sleep 12 months.
Mm. Mm. And where did you get your cat from?
He was a stray cat. Is he on the sofa then? Oh, yes. He was came to that lady in the yard, Mrs. Kendler, and they just lost their cat, you know, been run over, and the little girl wanted to keep it. But her father said, no more cats coming here to be run over. But she doesn't know it's been run over. She thinks it's just gone off, you know.
Mm.
And so I brought him down home, and he's been with me ever since.
Mm.
Brought a great big rat in this morning, he did. Dead it was this morning, but he brought one alive in the house about a fortnight ago. And I had to make him go out with it, and he killed it outside.
Did he wander much?
He followed me down to the paper shop. He goes down there.
Mm.
But I don't like them going down to the office, of course, because if they go down there, when they get a lot of cats, they put them to sleep.
Mm.
I don't want to lose him. I had my other cat nearly 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a black and white one like him. We had her during the war. You wouldn't trouble about anybody, you wouldn't touch anybody unless they touched him. And then he'd snap at them.
Mm.
There was a lady in Miller's the other day, got one like him. And she said to me, I was going to pat the dog. She said, oh, don't touch the dog, he'll bite you. She said that he'll only allow his own people to touch him. So Jock was the same. He wouldn't touch anybody unless they, you know, touched him. And then he'd bite them, snap at them. But he was a very good mannered dog. He wouldn't, you know, when you were having meals, he never come round you. My husband wouldn't allow it.
Mm.
He had his meal and then he went and lay down. Oh, he never come begging for food. Well, I don't like dogs doing that, do you?
How did you train him?
I don't know, he seemed to know how to train him. He took him out. And he made him stop by him when he went on his bicycle. He wouldn't allow him to cross the road unless he crossed. And he walked the same side as us when we took him out.
Mm.
When Jock was very old, he'd go out with me and he was getting deaf, but he'd keep the same side as I came.
Mm.
It's just supposed to have him on leads now, aren't
you?
I never had Jock on a lead.
Mm.
No, I used to take him out and never had him on a lead. Well, I never bothered with a collar either. Got a lead and a collar, but